WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abubank. The big storm that started on the West Coast and brought high winds and tornadoes to the plains, moving over the Northeast overnight. ABC's Trevor Ault.
This is certainly heavy snow overnight, and this is one of those spots where it feels even heavier because this is truly the first real snow that they've had all winter long. But this morning, the state is still open. A lot of people still have to go to work, so we have crews out this morning. They're trying to get the roads as clean as they can, even though this snow is still coming down.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments this morning over the Biden administration's plan that would eliminate student debt for millions of Americans. Fox Corporation Chairman Rupert Murdoch acknowledging that some of the hosts on Fox News Channel endorsed the false allegations that the 2020 election was somehow stolen from Donald Trump. Murdoch and Fox are being sued for defamation by Dominion Voting Systems. Hong Kong is lifting its mask mandate, ending the city's last major restriction imposed during the pandemic. This is ABC News. The judge in the murder trial of South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch says he'll allow the jury to visit the scene of the crime. They're expected to go to the Murdoch family's hunting property this week. He's accused of killing his wife and son there, but a defense expert testified that the murders were likely carried out by two people. Thousands of people in Texas affected by a sophisticated ID theft ring. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
Using personal data they found on the dark web, criminals posed as real Texans of Asian descent created accounts on Texas.gov and applied for driver's licenses. At least 2,400 were approved, produced, and mailed out to the Asian Crime Syndicate.
We're not happy at all, one bit, I can tell you that.
Steve McCraw heads the Texas Department of Public Safety and acknowledges that.
Control should have been in place and this should have never happened, period.
The DPS is working to track down the Texans whose identities were stolen and the criminals who now have real Texas driver's licenses. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Faith Abube, ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Home sales in Wisconsin are down 34% compared to a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says people bought and sold about 3,100 homes in January. Realtors point to fewer available homes, higher prices, and higher interest rates. The median price for a house in Wisconsin is $250,000. The Green Bay woman accused of chopping up a man to death after a day of drugs and sex last year is getting a new lawyer. Taylor Shabusiness attacked her last lawyer in court 2 weeks ago. It happened during a hearing to decide if she's competent enough to stand trial. In sports, the Bucks hope to make it 15 wins in a row tonight at Brooklyn. Marquette plays at Butler. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Five hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station. Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
What's up?
Hey, man, what's your name?
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great this morning, Earl. How are you?
All is right with the world. The sun is shining, man.
It's great to see you after yesterday.
Yeah, it is, man. Just to see the sun, man. I always say it. Sometimes you don't realize, man, just the impact of having the sun out, you know, early in the morning, man. It lifts, rising tide lifts all boats, as they once said. The sun in the sky, man, makes all the difference in the world. But I got a lot to talk about today, and I want to begin with, you know, the Republicans and their playbook. They've only got one. And so now Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who right now is the favorite to ascend to the state Supreme Court seat, is now being pillared by conservatives. And they're playing the same playbook. They only have one, that they played on Mandela Barnes, on Governor Evers, and that's, well, you know, they're soft on crime. You know, I don't care what it is, where you go, and it's, this stuff is always led by Wisconsin right now, a rag of a newspaper that is put out and that leads the charge constantly to lie to people and to terrify them into thinking that, you know, the crime is coming to your house, coming to your neighborhood, and all of it is happening because Judge Protasiewicz, if you elect her, you won't be able to go to the grocery store. You won't be able to sleep at night. We're going to need to call in the National Guard no matter where you live. And I just don't understand why people keep buying that foolishness. It's a lie. All of them are lies. And so they can't stand on merit. Republicans, conservatives, the things that they want to run on, they don't have anything other than, hey, they're coming to get you and your family. Somebody's coming to get you. The Democrats are soft on crime. Name something else that Republicans can run on that will make somebody believe them, especially after what's going on right now with Rupert Murdoch and Fox News, where the world knows that they were lying and supporting lies all the time. The Tucker Carlson's, the Judge Janet Perino, whatever her name is, and all the rest of them. Fox News is being sued for lying, and the owner of Fox News has basically said, yeah, well, we knew Donald Trump was lying. We should have fought back. And so they're being sued. They're going to lose in court. He's going to lose in court for intentionally misleading those of you who still support conservatism and Donald Trump and Fox News. And so the same thing over and over and over. Nothing else to put on the table. I wonder how it feels for those of you who have gone along with the sham of Donald Trump and Fox News and everybody else who constantly said that the election was stolen. Man, the one guy who financially helped put Donald Trump over the top, Rupert Murdoch, who used his entire network to support Donald Trump to get him elected, and to now come out and say, yeah, we know it was a lie. But that does not matter to the people who support Donald Trump. And I don't get that. You know, I don't understand what happens to people that when you know that these things have been untrue, well, I'm not even going to use the verbiage untrue, lies, flat out lies for the last almost 3 years. And many of you in this listening audience have supported that. You know, at the root of all things should be truth, right? We should strive and fight for truth. I don't know how you can support a lie. I don't understand that. I've never been one in my life to support a lie. Because, you know, if you begin supporting lies at any point in your life, then you become a liar. I mean, that's just a fact. And if you're going to lie about something as simple or as whether or not Donald Trump lost the election, and you know now that it's been proven that all of that was a lie and a sham, and you still support that, then you become a liar. And I don't know, maybe it doesn't matter to some of you, but it certainly always mattered in my life to be on the side of what's right and what's truthful. I mean, I can hold my head up. I can go to sleep at night. I know I haven't wronged anybody. But when you supported that lie about they stole the election, you become a liar yourself. And I get it. You can't say, well, they misled me. And even if that's the case, let's say you're one who truthfully was misled. Well, what do you say now? Now that you know this is out there, and even the man, Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, has clearly stated that some of his people supported the lie knowingly, how do you still support that? I don't. You know, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And if they'll lie about that, what else have they been lying about? Been around a while, and I haven't supported conservatives because I know this is not the first time that they've been caught in lies. And now, knowing how important this race is, state Supreme Court race, they say the most important election in the country this year, all they can do is lie. So they're going to do what they do and play that Trump card on Judge Janet Protasiewicz. It's not going to work because there's more than enough people like me who know that these people have been lying and continue to lie. Man, it's all right, I guess, if you tell a little white lie, right? They say, oh, it's just a little white lie. Okay, all right. We can accept a child telling a little white lie. But to continually lie and not be willing to face the reality, how does that feel? You know, I don't know how it's possible that even right now, the Republicans are playing that old book again. Well, Janet Protasiewicz has released. Janet Protasiewicz gave weak sentence to man. I'm looking, reading this right now. Janet Protasiewicz gave weak sentence to man accused of murdering Milwaukee Common Council president's niece. She did. So what do they think is going to occur other than a bunch of people who already believe the lies and believe, because here's one thing. Now, they put this up in huge, this is in Milwaukee right now, a rag of a news outlet that helped lie and slander Governor Evers and Mandela Barnes. And now they come out and do this same thing when the judge, I forgot her name, who was running here in Waukesha for
Jennifer Darrow.
Jennifer Darrow. When Jennifer Darrow was being accused of being soft on crime, I followed this rag called Wisconsin Right Now, and I didn't see, you know, them accusing Judge Darrow of you know, being weak on crime, even though the Kelly camp did. So what's the difference? What's the difference between Judge Protasiewicz and Judge Darrow? Well, clearly we know. One's a conservative, one's a liberal. And they've accused Protasiewicz of, well, she's going to lean towards, she's a liberal, she's going to lean towards the left, but didn't open their mouths about Kelly and the fact that Kelly is going to lean towards the right. What is it about people who can't accept the liars, or who choose to accept the liars and can't separate themselves? We talk about children and try to get children to follow the right path and do all the right things. I know that's what I did with my children. I should speak for myself. But that's the way things have always been for the most part. I never thought that I would live to see a day when the truth does not matter. And when you're talking about conservatism and what people are willing to do and how many lies they're willing to cover up because they're conservatives, you know, I struggle. This is nothing new. But I'm going to keep talking about it because I'm going to challenge people, 844-967-2789, who are willing to call and talk about Mandela Barnes and Governor Evers and how soft they were on crime. And now what is happening with Fox News, and now what's happening with the Supreme Court race in the state of Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
Direct from the dairies.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the fact that you just, I don't care whether it's national, local, you know, state, the Republicans, the conservatives are always on the same page. Lie after lie after lie after lie. Listen to this. Donald Trump is furious with his former ally Rupert Murdoch after the media mogul made astonishing admissions that his Fox News host endorsed lies that the 2020 election had been stolen. Murdoch, 91, also said in a deposition unsealed on Monday that he wishes his organization had been stronger in denouncing the false narrative that the election was rigged by corrupt voting machines. Now, you hear that. That's across the nation. The world knows now that all of it was a lie, a sham, by a charlatan, Donald Trump. And then Fox News, where many of you in this audience sit before them as if you are drinking the truth. You know they're lies now. Even if you didn't know they were lying, you know for a fact that what's taking place on Fox News is nothing other than lies. And, you know, to be quite frank with you, entertainment. But yet you are still there. Only you can't separate. You don't even understand that you've been lied to. And furthermore, you don't care. And I don't know what it is. I don't care if I don't sit down and watch MSNBC constantly. I watch it a little bit, turn from it. But I don't think it's the gospel. Many of you think that Fox News is the gospel, and it's probably why you wind up and Donald Trump still gets 35% or more of people who will support him in his lies. You know, we got guys who call here that are Republicans. And they call here and they defend Donald Trump. They won't call on this. They don't have the courage to try to defend this. But anything else, you can't beat them calling every day, all day, defending conservatives and talking about Joe Biden. Hey, where are they at now? Fox News being sued for $1.6 billion over just flat-out lies. Well, you know, they use the term defamation. I'm not, they try to sanitize it with that. But where you at? Where you guys at, man? You guys who want to defend constantly the conservative movement and talk about it as if it somehow is pristine. Lies. Full of lies. Now, you got to ask the question, why is Rupert Murdoch throwing his people under the table? The people that he helped build up with lies, knowing that they've been lying. Well, the truth is there's so much evidence to prove that they've been lying all along that he's forced to come out with the truth. And the only way he can come out with the truth is to sell his characters, his actors, down the river to try to protect himself. But in the meantime, Donald Trump is exposed again by the man who helped create him. Oh, what a wicked web we weave when we practice to deceive. That's what's happening. How can you can say I'm a conservative and the Democrats aren't this and the Democrats aren't that, and you can talk about Hunter Biden as we have guys call, oh, Hunter Biden on the national television. Oh, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. Hey, man, we know for a fact that Donald Trump is a liar. That's proven. We know for a fact that many of you who continue to support that liar, right doesn't matter. It does not. And now you're going to try again. Lying works sometimes. But you know, the lie is never going to out-trump the truth. Oh, I'm sorry. It'll never out-trump the truth, and the lie will soon come to light. It's come to light on Donald Trump, and all of you who claim to be, you know, holy, who claim to be patriots, how can you be a patriot if you're supporting a liar? 844-967-2789. I'm challenging you. How can you claim to be a patriot and you're supporting what you know are lies? I don't understand that. But I don't expect you to call because you don't have any courage. You know, maybe you need to go see the Wizard of Oz. Who was that? Tin Man? Yeah, maybe you need to follow the road to the wizard. And, the Tin Man, yeah, you needed a heart, right? Which one was the lion?
The Tin Man needed the heart. I think it was the lion.
The lion needed the courage. Right. There you go. Well, thanks for correcting me, Calvin. But anyway, I mean, just lying. Lie after lie after lie after lie. Sometimes we get tired of that. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. I'm not going to let up. We'll be right back.
The Shaw.
to be invisible will be my claim to fame. A girl with no name, that way I won't have to feel the pain. Indispensable, just a plain old human being. Today don't mean a thing in a world that's so mean.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, why is Rupert Murdoch throwing his anchors under the bus? It's killing the case that he and many others have, the lawsuit that he is has denied in Dominion Voting Systems, which is suing Fox News for $1.6 billion for the lies that Donald Trump and Fox News has continued to tout. And now all of a sudden, you know, Rupert Murdoch has come out and realized, hey, all these lies that we told and we're telling, we can't continue to do this. I'm being sued. I've got to come out front. I've got to tell the truth. And that's what he's doing, because he's trying to support his empire. He doesn't give a damn about the people who they lied to, including some in this listening audience who took that lie themselves and told others in their families and everybody else, and they believed in that foolishness. And they believed in that, and now, you know, the truth is on the table. And even though that truth is on the table, you know, I don't think people can turn it around. And I, you know, if truthfully, if it was me and I knew I had been flummoxed and I knew that the people had lied to me, the people who I trusted, I would not be able to continue to support that. I just could not. Let's go to Dave from Waukesha. Good morning, Dave. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing good. Hope you're doing good.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm not calling to argue with it, but I'm going to help you out, and I'm going to tell you why they support the lie.
Please do.
In my opinion.
Please do.
Very simple. People do not like to be corrected. It's true. It's another way of saying they hate to admit they're wrong.
So let me say
and
this to you.
Especially when
okay,
certain
go ahead.
Things, especially, and the two top things are parking and politics.
Let me say this to you, man. You know, you say people. Last time I checked. I'm part of the people, right? I'm a person, and I don't have any problem being corrected if I'm wrong. Why would anybody knowingly continue with a lie because they don't want to be corrected? That makes no sense at all to me. That's ignorance.
Maybe I should have said most people don't like to be corrected.
I know a lot of people, man, and I don't know a whole lot of people who don't want to be corrected. I mean, if somebody lied to you, man, and you went out and you supported that lie, why would you keep supporting that lie? Would you want children? Would you want your children to follow that path?
No.
Well, that's what's taking place. So when you say the people don't want to be corrected, that's foolishness. Because these people have continued to lie to them. And when you're an adult, man, come on, Dave. When you're an adult, you can't use that excuse. You as an adult, myself as an adult, we're responsible for ourselves, for our own views. We're not children. We're not sheep. We shouldn't follow people around like they're sheep. Like we're sheep, we have independent thought, don't we?
Exactly.
Okay, so
exactly, and you know, a big another maybe this is a smaller lie, but I see recently a lot on social media is people blaming the current administration for the higher utility fees, and they blame and they complain instead of doing something about it.
Well, again, I hate to say it, but it's true. You know, I'm not a licensed Democrat. I'm not a member of the Democratic Party. But man, I've been around a while, man, and I'm watching what is transpiring, what is taking place, and people who claim to be patriots, you constantly hear people on the right constantly poking their chests out, talking about, I'm a patriot. Well, come on, man. When you almost have 40% of the people who are still supporting Donald Trump, man. Part of all of this, why Rupert Murdoch is being sued, is because of Donald Trump's lie. And you still have people who won't admit that that man lied. They're going to continue to support him regardless. And I'm sorry, man, but your reason and rationale for why people aren't willing to, to admit that, somebody took advantage of them, that's just not acceptable, man. You know, if there was a 10-year-old child, I would say, hey, I get it. They haven't lived long enough. They don't know. And that's part of what's wrong in this country, man, when people can't admit, adults, that this is not right, that this is wrong. And that's why we've got the divide, man, that we have politically, because these people aren't willing to face the facts. Dave, they can't.
They support the lie. They support the lie because it's too late for them. They're in too deep. They already swallowed it.
Well, I mean,
Donald Trump.
Go ahead.
Donald Trump taught everyone how to swallow.
Oh, man. He didn't teach everyone how to swallow. He taught a certain segment of the population how to swallow. And even some of those who supported him initially have broken away from him because he does not have the power that he had before, because people who supported him initially are no longer supporting him. So it's down to 35%. So 35% of the people who, as he stated, even if he killed somebody in the middle of the street, they would support him. I mean, that to me, man, is an amazing fact, that when he said that, that people wouldn't speak up and say, no, we're not going to follow you down that road. But he clearly knew that he had power over people. He still got that power over people. I'm just asking, man, for those people who still allow him to do the thinking for them.
Just to wrap up my call, the reason they support the lie is because they already bought into it. They already swallowed it. Now, for them to turn around, they have to admit they're wrong. They'd have to admit that they've been corrected.
Let me ask you.
Most people don't like it.
Let me ask you. So what kind of human beings are people who won't admit that they made a mistake? What, are they perfect? Do they somehow think that they're better than somebody else? The rest of us are willing to admit when we made a mistake.
I'm no psychiatrist.
No, I know, psychologist. But I do believe.
I would have to say they're shallow. They're shallow people. Their intelligence is not as broad as many other people.
Dave, I will say this, man, and I want to thank you because you had the courage to call and have a dialogue and a conversation. Many of those others who call here almost every day, they don't have the courage to make the call or have the conversation. But you may be right. That may be what's at the root of it. And what I will say to that is people who have those kind of proclivities also teach their children that same nonsense. That's nonsense, man. I've taught my children there's nothing wrong with making a mistake in life. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you made a mistake, man. None of us, we're all human. And so when you have people who think like that, it's the reason, Dave, that we can't bring things together, right? It's the reason why we can't in this country do what's in the best interest of all of us, because we've got people who think in that manner. Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call, man, and the conversation. I really do appreciate it. I don't have to hear from the others because you've done a great job of explaining it. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and yes, that includes all of us.
Hey, man, Dave was, he had courage, man. He told the truth.
Yeah, Dave did tell the truth, and I hope that, you know, people can look at your show as a safe place that they can come on and, you know, admit that they've been wrong.
We've all been wrong, Tom. Everybody.
We've all been wrong. So I hope that the conservatives can call up, and I hope they do call up and say, you know what, I was wrong.
Hey, Tom, they call up any other time.
Well, exactly. And it's interesting because, you know, I work in the advertising field. And one of the things that we do in advertising is we don't put down, you know, any of the competition or anything like that, because one, these people have put money into the advertising that they're currently doing. So therefore, it would be a mistake for us to say something negative. First off, I don't say anything negative anyway, but because I think all advertising is good. But the thing is, they put money into it, so therefore they do have a vested interest. And I'm wondering if piggybacking on what Dave said, which is brilliant, is the fact that these people have donated so much money probably to, you know, this grifter, that they just can't bring themselves to the fact that they made a bad investment. But I would also say, I would hope that, you know, these people can call up and they can, you know, let's do a thing where they come up, call up, and we're not going to, you know, throw sand in their face. We're the conservatives.
Where's CJ?
Just come on and say I was wrong.
Where's CJ?
I was wrong, and it'll make you, you're free.
So where is CJ? You know, normally you can't beat him calling. But where is he at on this?
I'm sure Dave will say, yeah, but.
Gary from Sussex. You know, where are they at on this?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, no, man, come on.
Exactly. And I love Gary, and I love those guys. But the thing is, you know, they'll call up and they'll say, yeah, that's true, but, but, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. Please call up. Have the courage, CJ. Have the courage to call up and just say one thing. You know what? I was wrong. Sure that you're such a great parent that I hope that you've taught your children to say, you know what? I was wrong about that, and I'm going to try better next time. I'm going to learn from this thing and not follow grifters.
So, Tom, in the face of it, and all this truth that's coming out now, that Rupert Murdoch has admitted that he knew that Donald Trump was lying, and that his hosts were lying. He's admitted this in court.
Yep.
And I don't know how then the people who keep supporting that can swallow that and still be supporting it, Tom. That's all I'm saying.
Earl, yeah, but Hunter Biden had a computer.
I know.
but Hillary Clinton had emails.
I know, man.
You know, again, Republicans are spewing it. They're doing it. So you know that for sure. And I hope that we get some Republican callers. CJ, where are you, CJ? Where are you, Gary? Where are you, Dave?
All right, gotta go to a break, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
Things are going fast. To a vow that all's in the past. To have to take what you can get. Sure can make a heart upset. So I'll be invisible. 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 Invisible.
Hey, this is Matt.
Heat. Power and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas at that same number. GOP Representative Andy Ogles admits he was mistaken on his college degree he received. Let's see. He was mistaken. Now, I don't know. You know, I mean, he was mistaken. Or he flat out lied. Listen, man. So I don't have a college degree. I didn't go to college. So if I came when I applied for this job and I put on, you know, the application, a flat out lie and said that I went to college and graduated from college, how is that, you know, a mistake? You know, I was mistaken when I get caught. Oh. By the way, I didn't graduate from college. I was mistaken. No, you weren't mistaken. You told a flat-out lie. And I don't understand how when people can tell flat-out lies and then you say you made a mistake and people accept that. I don't accept it. I'm sorry. And I don't think any of us should accept it. Representative Andy Ogles, Republican, Tennessee, said this week he misspoke about the degree. Oh, you misspoke. Let's see. Probably if you told the truth about it, you thought that maybe if you said I did not graduate, that it would have impacted the decisions of people who elected you. Otherwise, why would you lie? You wanted to embellish your resume because it would help you get elected. And guess what? It did. It must have mattered because the people elected you. So now that they've elected you, and we turn around and we now find out that you lied, the answer can't be, I misspoke. No, you told a flat-out lie. Come on. I just, again, for the life of me, do not understand this happens more than most of us could ever imagine. What I don't understand is why, when people run for these political offices, why somebody doesn't check that until after people get elected. That makes no sense to me. Where is the media in those, in these types of situations? So the guy's there. He's a congressperson now. He's going to sit there until the next election. I don't know how you can show your face. I would be embarrassed. Man. Oh, here he comes. Well, who is he? And, oh, it's Andy Ogles. Oh, no, it's Earl Ingram. Hey, Earl, how you doing? Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. Why did you lie? That's what I would be afraid of. These people don't have that in them. This guy goes around. People know this is out there. And the other guy from New York, people go, everybody knows you're a liar. Man, you should at least, you know, if you're going to lie, try to cover it up. But don't walk around with your head held high in the air like you're an honest and righteous person. Shouldn't we all try to live to that standard? I said try. You know, and I every day of my life, I work hard to be truthful. You know, I mean, that's just the reality of it, man. And that I'm not lying to people. It's hard. Well, and especially to run for office and lie to people. You know, people trust in you when you run for these positions. And the fact that you lie, here's a prime example. This is in today's USA Today. Representative Andy Ogles, representative of Tennessee, Republican in Tennessee. Now people know he's a flat-out liar. You know, he's facing backlash over his background and multiple reports from Channel 5 raising questions about his educational and work history. Ogles has called himself an economist and has said he has a background in law enforcement where he fought against international sex trafficking crimes. The media outlets reports say there's little evidence to back up any of that. In response, Ogles issued a statement on Sunday partially addressing the criticism. I previously stated that my degree was from MTSU, was in international relations. When I pulled my transcript to verify, I realized I was mistaken. What? Come on, man. My degree is in liberal studies. I apologize for my misstatement, Ogle said in the statement issued by his communications director. Man, just try to be right, man. Just try to tell the truth. When he pulled his transcripts is when he realized he had made a mistake. Oh, okay. Not when you wrote this on your transcripts, not when you thought this lie up, but only when you got caught. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
To say You are never...
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media.